Listener production.
Yeah, that was stuck, sorry.
You got me?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to keep doing it.
You sure?
I think it's good.
It's working.
Coming up on the Ben and Harry podcast.
I'm not often jealous of Ben, but I wish I was playing footy today. And
you're an absolute godsend asset to our team.
I was actually listening to that. I watched the game, and I reckon Gary said about three times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the biggest backhand compliment I've ever heard.
I can't believe Scott Cummings just said that through. That's hilarious.
Oh, we got the bye, so tough one. I have to get it done.
Right,
yes,
on.
No,
like...
Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
He's in this mood, isn't he?
No.
Let's get stuck into it.
The emerging stars are still yet to meet on an AFL field.
So Ben's Ben and Harry, or Harry's Harry and Ben.
All right, before we kick off, I think we need to celebrate in here.
We've done it.
So for the first time ever on the Ben and Harry podcast.
Yeah, true.
We got two winners in the house. Thank you, boys. I can be your hero, baby. How exciting. We got a couple of W's.
That's only the second time ever in our whole 9 years, isn't it?
As AFL players, the two of you.
Yeah.
Didn't we say second that? Time?
Second time ever.
I think we worked it out. Yeah, the second time that you've both played in
winning
teams.
First time since starting the podcast.
Yeah. And to be fair to Harry, you've only given him 9 opportunities of your career.
Yeah, true. I can't really
do
that.
So out of 75 games, you've won 9.
I think it's 72, yeah.
Yeah, but back-to-back. It's cool back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, I think you hammed that up a bit on social media. Who cares, mate? It's doing something.
I think I still sit within the top five of the worst win-loss record ever. So
yeah,
it's still nothing to
hopefully you can turn that around. But it's like obviously it's not a reflection of you personally. Like,
well,
depends who you ask. it was great to win, mate.
It would have been.
But we'll do... this or that though first.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, we can skip back.
This or that.
Still not sold on that intro.
I like it.
Rollo's voice.
That's why I'm not sold on it.
All right, this or that this week. So the word is Amber Reid. Amber as in A-M-B-E-R.
It's a name?
Yeah, Amber Reid. Yep. So is Amber Reid one a... well-known fiction author, first published in 2008, or a floral 100ml diffuser from Kmart.
Oh, that's good. Love to know where you're finding these.
It's very random. It's literally, yeah.
I'm straight away locking in the diffuser.
Author. Well, it's a diffuser, yeah.
Come on!
Yeah.
I needed a win too. I
hate this game.
What's the thought process when you hear them?
It's obviously a guess.
Yeah, it's clearly
it's pure 50-50 guess. It's
a flip of a coin.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to read too much into it one way or the other, do you?
As soon as you see the two E's for the read is the
diffuser. Oh, as in like it was a read that goes in the diffuser. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
That's what I would have been thinking.
What? A read?
Like a stick.
That's what they put the reads in for.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, that's flattened us after the winners montage off the top.
We should have gone with that first.
Oh, how good. Now, yours was a while back, Harry, going back
feels
to
like
Thursday.
Forever, yeah.
It actually does feel like forever ago.
Yeah.
And you kind of got away with it in the end.
Did we?
Did it feel last gasp? It really felt like Richmond were surging towards a goal in those last few seconds.
I'm trying to remember. As I said, it feels like forever ago. I think we had a lot of opportunities in that last quarter. I felt like just we just needed one more goal and we had a couple that missed. But... yeah, it was a bit of an arm wrestle all day. We haven't been into the club yet because we had a few days off. But
since Thursday,
yeah. So we had
because
we have the bye, so we have a few days off.
Yeah, it's Monday today. We should say
yeah. So
that's a nice break.
We'll do a review tomorrow. But yeah, it felt very arm wrestly. But they credit to them that they fought it out pretty well. But it was a bit of one of those scrappy days, like low scoring. I can't remember what we scored in the end, but it wasn't a super free flowing game of footy. More just like contest pressure. And, I think we're good enough to hold on. And this time of year, I don't think anyone's system's perfect and the way you're playing isn't perfect, but banking wins is just crucial because synergy and cohesion will just get better and better and your system will start kicking into gear. But if you can bank wins now just through more effort base and fundamentals, then I reckon you set your season up. So, yeah, going into the bye 2-0, it's a pretty good start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good win. It was a good game. Good game to be part of. It was a fun, those round one games, even if it's round two, kind of, it's always really fun to be part of, and there's a special buzz with it.
Yeah, 83.5 there.
Yeah.
Can't believe you guys got 5 days off. That's great.
Four.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that's pretty good. Yeah,
have you done anything with them? Have you?
Went down to Flinders for a couple of days.
That's right, you went away. Yeah.
That's about it really, yeah. So just chilled out. It was nice. It's kind of a little bit strange because usually you get your bye after like 14 weeks and you're really just cooked and you need a good break. But yeah, it's nice to have it when you're still feeling fresh.
Yeah.
So it's good.
The game itself, so that's 6 straight wins under a goal.
I read that as well.
Of your last 6 Amazing. Wins, yeah. I should say. Do you feel like you have improved at that? Clearly you have, but is that something that I'm sure you've been, a lot of players have been asked this during the week, but does it really feel like a focus? A cardiac Carlton was one of the headlines.
Not bad. Firstly, I didn't realise that would win. Our last 6 wins have been under a goal.
That's, yeah, two of them finals.
It has to be some record, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Really? Probably.
Yeah. Eighth, maybe.
Like Collingwood went on a roll, didn't they?
Collingwood had a lot of them too, yeah.
Two,
yeah.
I think I spoke after the game and a few people have spoken about it, but we're just really comfortable in those situations. I think everyone knows what we need to do.
Yeah.
And I said last week on the show that you feel really calm in those situations because you actually have some control. It's more like for the people that are watching in the stands or whatever that can't do anything about it, which feel a bit more probably stressed. But, yeah, everyone knows, like, we need to do this structure, we need to do these 2 or 3 things. And you don't need heroes in those moments. It's just, you know, doing the fundamentals. And, yeah, we've been in those scenarios quite a lot now. So we're all pretty comfortable in it, which is cool because I think – even you saw Collingwood last year, a big part of a winning season is just finding ways to win close games. So
yeah. And hot off the presses, coaches' votes have come in. You got 3 on the weekend, Harry, which means you're 5th overall, which is cool.
Nice.
So you've obviously played an extra game ahead of a lot of those players. But I've seen a lot of suggestions in the media that it's like, oh, Harry's fulfilling his potential and all this stuff. But, like, you won a Coleman. You're starting to get a bit annoyed by the fact that people think you've suddenly clicked when you've clearly clicked before.
Well, I haven't really seen any of that, but yeah, I think I've nearly been playing for 10 years, so
yeah,
played some solid footy throughout that, I'm sure. But yeah, it's more just enjoying playing footy at the moment, enjoying winning. Yeah, I feel like my role is really clear in the team and just enjoying playing. So whatever, I don't think in the last couple of weeks have been anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by any stretch. But I guess, yeah, any positivity is good, Matt.
So. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Like, just because you finish your work maybe a bit better than last year and all of a sudden you're on a different level.
He's
like,
the king. Yeah.
You're right.
That's why you're not, though, because next week you go shit.
No, but
you suck again.
It's more like, you're right. Your actual game as a whole probably isn't too different to last year. I thought last year was still really good. It's just amazing how everyone perceives it differently when you kick straight and, you know.
Yeah.
I find that quite interesting.
It is, honestly. Just like the final 2%.
Yeah.
And you're the king.
All of a sudden you're a different player.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of your goal kicking, Josh from Essendon had a question about your celebration.
Hey, boys. Love the pod. Josh from Essendon here. Just got one for Harry. Now that your goal kicking's in tip-top shape, which we love to see as a Carlton supporter, any thought on your goal celebrations? I'm thinking like a double cobra or something a bit better than your arms out running through all the Carlton players. Thanks, boys. Love your podcast.
Whack from Josh.
Thanks, Josh. Don't want
it. No, it's good. You do look a little bit lost.
Geez, there's some feedback.
when you kick a big one.
I haven't seen him back yet, but I reckon anyone that has a pre-planned celebration is just like, I'm not sure what they're thinking. It's like, it's a very like, so if you kick a goal, Ben, you've only kicked a couple, but especially like a big goal in front of all your teammates and stuff, like it's pretty hard just to show no emotion and just do like a pre-planned celebration.
Yeah.
It's very like just kind of whatever comes to mind. So
you're better off running to your teammates and running through them than pointing to the crowd. And
I always like that you should just go to your teammates instead of going off and doing your own thing.
Probably agree.
Yeah.
I don't know what coach, one coach told me that like whenever you kick a goal, always go to your teammates. It's just, it's always a good look, not carrying on in the crowd, but.
There must be
probably some moments, some exceptions, but I think as a general rule, what you probably do well is that you always look to your teammates and if you look like an idiot, then
who kicked it to you?
Yeah, that's right.
Point it back at them.
Yeah.
But if you're on the boundary, you're now one, and you're right.
If you're already
the
on the boundary, no yeah, worries. But yeah. You're not going to run from the middle of the ground out to the boundary just to like.
Yeah. Just brushing teammates away. Yeah. There is something about like those ones with like pointing at the head, like the EPL style. Yeah. They've clearly thought about it.
Sam Walsh is notoriously known for that.
Walsh
isn't
is very sharp. Yeah. Yeah. So I hats off to him how he has the composure to kick a goal and then think of like a celebration and just nail it in the moment. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
It suggests a bit of practice.
Yeah. While she's just in the mirror. Just
yeah, a bit of saluting. I also wanted to ask you, Harry, before we move on to Ben's Bombers. So you've now played two games.
Yeah.
And you played Richmond, who have also played two games. But we saw a couple of examples. Melbourne and the Bulldogs was a mismatch. So Melbourne going into their second, the Dogs their first.
Yeah.
And Brisbane Freo was another. Did you feel better having a run before that first game? Sorry, before round one, so opening round?
Interesting question. I think it felt very much just like you're in the season now. So you, like your week is very similar. So it was a six-day break for us. So yeah, you know exactly what that looks like, a recovery, train twice, whatever it is. So that felt you're just kind of in the season rhythm.
Yeah.
Whether that translates to any difference on in those four quarters, I don't think so. Like I reckon that's all a bit of wives' tales. Like, oh, they've had an extra 48 hours or extra 6 hours since we played last. Like I think when you're in the moment on the game, like it's your adrenaline and everything just takes over. Maybe towards the back end of the season when there's been a lot of load, but early on I don't think it makes a massive difference. Yeah.
I was just curious.
Good question.
Because it's such a compromise of the draft. Oh, sorry, of the fixture. You've just
Even as you just said, you guys had 3 or 4 days off. Like I know it's early in the season, but that still must be mentally refreshing. And you know, you can take that whenever you get it, sort of thing. You know, it's. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're going to do next year, but I'm sure you appreciate it whenever you can get a few days off.
Yeah, but then we played a week when you guys had time off as well. So.
Yeah, but we hadn't really started yet, so I can see both sides.
It's not unfair. It's just different. And I don't know, in some circumstances, lucky.
Yeah.
But like,
Oh, man, I don't know. Do you reckon they'll do it again next year? I don't know.
I'd be very curious. What do you guys think?
Well, I think we spoke last time around financially, it sounded like it was a success. But I think there's a few more things that seem to be coming out around this sort of stuff that some people may not be happy about. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, just to clarify, I'm not happy about. Are you talking about me? I didn't say
I'm talking about you as in the footy world in general.
Right.
Victoria weren't into it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any footy.
No footy there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, the excluding the Lions. The
Lions are
Lions. Oh my God. The two Sydney clubs and the Suns, they're flying. So they've had a really nice start to the year. So they'd be happy with
What's happened to your Lions, mate?
Well, that was the other point I was going to make. The Lions and the Pies. So I've got the stats. Since 2000, 114 teams have started 0-2 and only 20 have made the finals. So what are we, about 1 in 6, roughly. And then of those 114 teams, 3 have made a grand final, but none have won a flag.
So no one's ever won a flag from going 0-2?
Since 2000, yeah.
Right.
Do you think it is season over at 0-2? No. You're obviously going to say
so. If one thing taught us last year, we lost 8 games in a row and we were 16th or 7th
in
the ladder.
Is
and
then 8
we,
in a row?
When we made the prelim. So literally anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. So this time of year, people are looking for stories and trying to beat stuff up. And as I said before, no one's system is really into gear yet. But if you can bank, like Collingwood and Brisbane, they'll get humming. It's just whether how many games they can just get wins before they really start clicking in any teams like that. So, and you've got to remember, they've had the least amount of training out of everyone. So they were back latest. So little things like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't worry just yet, mate. I reckon you guys will be right.
But to your point about banking wins, you want to like, I remember Buck saying once, you want to get the lesson out of a game, but also the 4 points.
That's
Carlton did against the Lions. Obviously, a lot went wrong in the first couple of quarters, but then you managed to get the 4 points.
Yeah.
I feel like we were probably a bit similar as well. Like I thought the first half against Hawthorn was up and back and Hawthorn were probably the better side in the first half. And then we were able to sort of grind out a nice win. But you're right. You know, you want to get some strong learnings, but also with the 4 points. So I feel like we were sort of in that same boat as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tara and Bridget had a question for you, Ben.
Hi, Ben and Harry. Tara and Bridget here, also twins. Harry, we've been supporting Carlton all our life and came down from Brisbane to watch Carlton play Thursday night. We also went to Essendon's game to support Ben. Our question is, Ben, how was it playing in your biggest crowd yet? Loved watching both your games.
Go Blues.
I didn't realize
I like it.
Blues fans, but thanks, it's Tara. A nice question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had it a little bit the last couple of days. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, I think it was 73 or something there. 73,000 was awesome. I think they tried to break the record, but you know, it fell a bit short. But it was awesome. I mean, that's what you imagine as a kid running around in front of a big crowd. And it was a nice Saturday afternoon in the sunshine.
Beautiful day.
Against sort of traditional rivals. So
I said to Mum and Dad, I saw them before the game, and I said, I'm not often jealous of Ben, but I wish I was playing footy today. And
it was a backhand. That's a backhand.
I'm not often jealous of Ben.
That's the biggest backhand compliment I've ever heard.
What?
Well, think about it. Use your brain. Jesus Christ.
Did you mean that to be a compliment?
Not at all.
I'm not complimenting Ben.
It's not a compliment at all. Well, what are you complimenting then by then?
The fact that you got to play footy on at the G with a in front of a big crowd.
You did it two nights earlier.
It was a beautiful day for footy. Traditional slot at the G.
You did it 2 days earlier, but anyway.
That's funny.
It was a great experience. The Essendon fans were nice and loud and really made the day special. So, obviously you'd love to play in front of those crowds every game. And
yeah.
You really value what you're doing when you're out there, when the crowd's
up. Did you notice or not? Because you wouldn't have really noticed it much before.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I've played in a few, 50,000+. But yeah, you can certainly notice it, like especially when, we do something well or especially at the end of the side. I think Gresh kicked a goal with maybe 10 minutes to go. That was loud.
That was good,
obviously, it was just moments like you could attest to. You don't hear it 24/7, but there's certain aspects of the game you can really appreciate the support. So, yeah, it was awesome.
And you must be really happy with your personal form. So, Sevens AFL coverage, they've named you at fullback in their team of the week. So, acknowledgement for you. Defenders don't get the same opportunities to get pats on the back.
This bloke, seriously.
Honestly, I think that's a really good achievement your first game.
Good achievement, mate. Well done.
Yes, no,
named in the team of the week. Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
He's in this mood, isn't he?
No.
What more can he get?
Doesn't matter if you... No, anyway.
Oh man, like
I said,
I'm not sitting here.
Yeah, I know.
Saying, put me in some team of the week.
Bloody hell!
It's like any game, mate. You have good moments and also moments you want back. But it was okay. Like I thought it was disappointing to have Reddy go down as a back six. That's something we probably still can't quite get right. Like our synergy. Obviously, Mason Redman got suspended as well. Ridge is still out, so I think that's something we're still chipping away at. And as I said earlier, I still feel like we're a few gears away from being, really, really at a high level. But, yeah, I thought I had some good moments, poor moments. More importantly, happy to walk away with 4 points and, enjoy a nice day, especially with the family there and sharing it with three other guys who made their club debut as well.
Yeah, talk us through the pre-game jump presentation and everything.
Yeah, it was cool. They had because it was the 84-85 grand final presentation sort of celebration thing. So I had four ex-players come down. I had Tim Watson who presented my jumper. He said something quite funny. He said, obviously you guys take the piss out of the number 32.
Do we?
Well, yes. He said that, when he first got it, he wasn't terribly happy. It was a high number, blah, 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 but he sort of fell in love with it. And he said, handing it to you, Ben, it's going into uncharted territory because I never entered the back 50 or something like that. So it was quite funny.
He's funny.
He's a funny man. But I thought I did really well, yeah.
Just on that, bit of a fit check for Dad. So he obviously, all our family was in the room, so Mum, Dad, and Dad looked fine. But I was at Mum and Dad's house beforehand, and Dad traditionally dresses quite, how would you describe it, Ben?
As in just to the footy or in general?
But probably both, quite.
Outlandish, probably.
Oh, outlandish.
Well, not like stylish, but like very...
Loud.
No.
That's not loud.
Just like dad, very dad.
Right.
Very comfortable in his own skin, like not really afraid.
Doesn't think of like, oh, that'll look good. It's just like maybe just chuck on that shirt and that shorts. But anyway, so you'd think your son's first game for a club, going to be a jumper presentation in the rooms, going to be a nice photo.
Yeah.
Probably get framed. Like it'll be a nice
professional
moment.
Professional photographer.
Like, it's going to be a nice moment. So yeah, you'd think that maybe you'd wear something nice. Anyway. I was at Mum and Dad's house before they left to go to the footy. And Dad rolled in these like striped linen shorts he'd wear to the beach, like literally, and just like this small blue t-shirt, like you just get off the, like you're doing the washing on a Sunday kind of thing. Oh, and Dad was literally about to wear that to the ground for the jumper presentation. And I had to pull him into line and say, Dad, like for Ben's sake, go and put on a pair of jeans and a collared shirt, mate, please. Jeans.
I think he was wearing the polo, one of the polos I got for him.
Well, he bought a polo on the way. Yeah.
Oh, did he? Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, I was like, geez, you can't be doing that.
That's yeah, nice.
That's not ideal. What a
good moment.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool. Well, we had so on dad's side, dad's mum and dad, and then mum's mum as well. So our grandparents were there to see it all, which was cool. They can't really get to a lot of games these days, so that was nice to have them there for at least one of them,
Yeah. Bomber supporters, too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's right. So
Ben's a favourite now in the family.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Unfortunately, you'll always be the favourite. No, it was a good day, mate.
It was.
A good day.
And all the recruits play well, so it would have been a really nice family atmosphere.
Yeah, it was.
Before and after.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you always got to keep a bit of a lid on it, but yeah, I was probably before the game as well, having Goldie's family, Zave and Gresh's as well. It's probably unique. Like we all said that we haven't done this Goldie hasn't done it for 15 years or whatever it was. And obviously we'd done it before when we first debuted, but it was just strange going through that process again. But it was sort of nice to get all the first out of the way on day one almost and can get on with it from here. So
yeah. Josh had a question about the back line. We're talking about Redmond and Ridley. Here's Josh's question.
Hi, Ben, Harry and Rollo. This is Josh from Caulfield South. Congratulations to you both boys on two really amazing wins. My message is to Ben. Ben, do you think that we've possibly found the best position for Coxie? I think he did really terrific in the back line. I think you played an amazing game, Ben. You're an absolute godsend asset to our team. Thank you so much for joining the Bombers.
Yes, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
What did I say? No, it's fine. One game.
Oh, the buckets are on display, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Six intercept marks.
Yeah, it's a good question. So Cox has been fighting between wing and halfback. I think when Reedy went down, it really heightened his importance down there. I thought he was really good on the day as well. I'd agree with that. He stood tall. And even Dyson Heppel as well, he was undersized and played tall on the day. So I think Coxie hopefully settles down back potentially. But it's nice. I mean, Harry can agree. To have guys that can do two roles at a pretty good level is really important because you just don't know how the game's going to flow and matchups, etc. So I like Coxie down back. Obviously, he's hard and reads the game really well, but also can put other players to the sword on the wing with his height. So I think it's a good problem to have, yeah.
Nice. We had Ash get in touch because Gary Lyons made a blue over the weekend. So here's Ash.
Hey guys, Ash from South Marine here. I don't know if anyone actually picked up on this, but in the first quarter of Essendon Hawthorn game, Gary Lyon actually called Ben Mackay Harry Mackay, and he did not correct himself. I just thought I'll let you know. Thanks, guys. Go Blues.
And our man MJ is going through to check if this is true, and it sounds like it is.
And we're seeing the number of options Hawthorn have going forward now, which they didn't have last year.
And not blasting away, I think, is the important thing, Hunter. I mean, I looked up there and Harry Mackay was deep. Todd Goldstreet had been, he got caught out there in the transition.
2 day break and he's back into it.
Straight back into it. You were jealous of him.
That's right.
Ran out there.
Maybe the rumours are true. Maybe we are the same person.
Same person.
I was actually listening to that. I watched the game and I reckon Gary said about three times.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't know how do you view that? Do you just say, "Oh, mistakes happen"?
Or you hate when you get called Harry.
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
At school,
it's the biggest insult of my life.
I still don't understand why. I struggle with my deconings. I still have to like think about it. I think they got very similar.
Oh, I agree.
I reckon if you ask
too simple, Sam and Tom, like
Sam and Tom.
Yeah, I agree.
If you ask the average footy fan, I reckon they'd struggle.
You reckon?
It's just deconing.
The ones that aren't Cats or Blues supporters. Anyway. Yep.
Anyway, I'll forgive you guys.
Bit of fun. Good spot, Ash. And we have this question as well from Abby, and Eden.
Hey, it's Abby.
Eden.
And Abby.
And we were just wondering what your pre-game routine is before your game. Go!
Is that an American accent or something?
What was that?
I'm loving the group messages, though.
I do like a group message. We have been through pre-game.
I feel like
routine.
That was an American accent there.
Was it? TikTok.
Well, we are international as a podcast, so...
Hey, it's Abby, Aiden,
and Abby.
And we were just wondering what your pre-game routine is before your game.
That's American, man.
Before your game.
Did you have anything different this weekend? It was particularly hot.
That's a good point. Not really. There's obviously like, I think our game was 28 degrees or 30 degrees.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's ice bars at the ground, so a lot of people like pre-cool before the game to jump in. It just freshens you up and gets your awareness going as well. I find
Did you wear a bit of zinc across the beak?
No, just sunscreen. But yeah, I mean, not a heap different. Obviously, the jumper presentation was different. That threw a spanner in the works, but not terribly different to last time. Just the hydration was probably the biggest one.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was really warm, so being extra all over that, I suppose, yeah.
Did you have a ice vest on at one point?
I didn't go off, so no. But,
oh, right.
Every break they got like ice towels and stuff, so
yeah.
You know, they're all over it. I'm sure Harry was the same one.
Well, it wasn't that hot really, so no.
It was warm on. So it was still a warm night.
Shoot it down.
Not really.
It's a bit cooler at night, isn't it? Well,
didn't need the ice.
It was still warm, was it not?
19 degrees all day. So we were fine.
Whack, whack.
Fine, mate. Oh, one of these moods.
Yeah, no, it's good. I love these moods.
Is it though? Twinners?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Ben and Harry.
I'm so excited for this.
Winners.
Birds often think, I mean,
we're not
going
to get anything out of saying that.
I hate cheese.
Oh, my God. I can start with a twinner. It's kind of footy related, but and Ben can attest to it as well, but the twinner of the week is how good the MCG came up, the turf.
Yes, good one.
And that was really, really impressive. Obviously, last year they had their challenges, so
yeah,
we'd love a story of resilience, Will.
That's
and
true.
For them to come back like that.
It was thick, the grass. It was nice and
yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Apparently, Taylor Swift had to pay for it.
Oh, I did hear that. It was part of the bill.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure she's
pocket
doing
change.
Fine.
I think she would have been able to cover it all right. But yeah.
Well, it was Ed Sheeran, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah.
And
it was
an
extra 2 weeks, something we had this year, I reckon.
Yeah,
so.
I was fine. It wasn't an issue.
And you would have been first game, of course, last year.
Yeah.
Was it particularly bad? I'm trying to remember.
Last year was bad, yeah.
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 Was it?
I remember there was a lot of carry on.
Yeah. But no, this year was immaculate.
So. Oh, there you go. That is a good twinner.
Yeah. So yeah,
well done. Because they had a shocking Boxing Day pitch 1 year, and it was the ICC ruled it as bad as it gets.
Didn't the head curator recently leave? Did you hear that?
I heard about that, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but then the next year after that terrible pitch, they bounced back. So, you know, MCG, they take learnings, they take feedback.
And they get better.
They get better. That's all you can ask.
Nice.
I'm just defending the MCG.
My twinner, I may have mentioned in an interview last week, but strange one, but there was a full-on like barista in the change rooms before the game.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Is that an Essendon thing? Or
I don't know. I was going to ask Harry about that, but we had like a guy, it was like the top of the range coffee machine, anyone who wanted it, like it was awesome. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we haven't got that, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You can get a... We did like a coffee run or a coffee order.
So yeah, but yeah, literally in one of the rooms at the MCG and every game, it was at the practice games as well.
Mm.
It was a full on top of the range coffee machine. Anyone who wanted it on the spot. It was pretty cool.
Did you, MJ's asking, did North have some Makona or something?
Oh, just come on, MJ.
that's a cheap shot.
That is cheap, MJ.
Before we get to the losers, I am hearing that Jack Ginnivan is stepping on our turf. So this is a TikTok of Guinea.
What about when, like, people are crossing the road and, like, it's a bit risky and then you're, like, sort of driving and then they, like, do the jog thing and then they're, like, moving quickly but they're really not. They're just doing the same pace as before. But I don't know, I feel like it just keeps happening to me. What are your thoughts? Good shit as well.
that's a strange one.
Thanks. Yeah.
See, that's his loser for the week.
Yeah.
It's traffic related.
That's usually our domain, the traffic.
Yeah. Step off, Guinea.
That's what we've built this show on.
He played all right.
He was lovely early for sure. Yeah. Yep. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
You got the ball again?
Yeah. Losers. So this is more of a question, but...
Oh, my God.
What? Why are you off it already?
No, go.
Well, the difficulty of when you're folding your sheets, right, like you've just washed your bedding, the fitted sheets, like how do you, what's the correct way to actually fold that? It's impossible.
No, it's just you scrumple it up into a basketball.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
I'd
love to know if anyone can call in and help with an actual tutorial on how to do it because
there probably is a way.
It's really annoying because the other ones, like your flat sheets folded nicely and so are your pillowcases, but you just can't get it.
So you have two fitted sheets that are in cycle, like in circulation?
Different.
Because I just wash mine, dry it, and then put it back on the bed.
Yeah, oh, okay. Really? No, I'd have like three, I reckon.
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Two or three, yep. I'd agree.
Maybe I'm the weird one.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say it.
Ben, you're loser.
Yeah, this is a bit embarrassing, but I locked myself out of the house throughout the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
That's a good one.
It was on the day off. I had Pilates and it was like 10 o'clock or something. So I was under the pump a little bit, but our apartment, there's two doors. So it's like a general door that everyone shares and then it's obviously our apartment door. And I locked it from the inside and got like sort of out the second door and realised I didn't have my key. So I had to get an Uber to Taylor's work and get her key. We don't have a spare key, which is probably our fault, but there's nowhere really to put it around the apartment.
Yeah, we're the same.
So, yeah, it was like $35 there, $35 back. It was a nightmare. I'll put my hand up. Like, it sucks.
That's a loser. That's a
no. What are you going to say? Complaining about money again. He's dirty on the
$60. No, I was explaining.
The last 3 weeks have been the extra 30 cents for a coffee.
That's just a
side. The parking fine, $100 last week, and the $60 for a key.
That's a side element of it.
I reckon you got enough, mate. You'll be all right.
You come here because it's tight.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to relate to the public, mate. I'm trying to relate to the fans. Yeah. Who wants to pay X amount of money for an Uber to get a spare key?
I reckon you'll be all right, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, it was my fault.
It's more the hour and a half of waste.
Yeah,
that's
right. I had to rearrange part. It was a nightmare, but it's my fault.
The $60. You'll get over it.
I actually hate how you say that. $60 is $60.
Yeah, it's tough.
It says more about you that you're happy to wish away $60, mate.
Yeah.
How has this got anything to do with me?
Because you put it on me that I'm a tight ass.
Yeah, it's a cost of living crisis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got to be relatable.
Inflation, anyway. Isn't it? It's just...
Well, now you're jumping... Yeah.
I'm just jumping fence, constantly.
You are.
Oh, yeah. Who would have thought, Roller?
Done it for 18 months.
DM's time. Thanks to everyone who sent them in. Continue to do so as well.
Please. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Always love to hear from people.
Yeah, Insta and TikTok, at Ben and Harry Podcast. Send your DM, your voice memos preferably. Bryce has one from Bairnsdale.
G'day, lads. Bryce from Bairnsdale again. I ordered a swish the other day for Dad's birthday today for Matty Cott, legend he is. Noticed you were on there, Harry, at $150, so you're a bit steep, mate, sorry. Oh. But also saw Ben on there for $50. I should have probably just asked Ben... Could he pretend he's Harry and wish him a happy birthday? But I want to know who chooses the price. Is it based on performance or popularity? And if Rollo goes on Swish, how much should he be worth? Cheers,
yeah,
lads.
I like it.
Love it.
Wow. Bryce, great question.
Bryce, so nice, mate.
Well, I think you can pick your own price. That's how it works.
Well, technically, you can put it for $1,000, but no one would pick you.
Yeah.
No, I think they recommend a price. The good people at Swish.
Based on demand.
Yeah.
How often would you get a Swish order?
Not regular anymore. When I first started, there was no other Carlton people.
Yeah, so true. Like I feel like everyone's on Swish.
Now it's
just a flooded
it's
market.
Not even real. Yeah. No real point, nearly.
Yeah.
There are radio talent that get like live read scripts and stuff.
Oh,
and
really?
They put a price so high so that they don't have to do any.
Yeah.
But then if someone's willing to pay, it's like
it's probably
you're
going
to pay me that much.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess I can do it.
Some people like Jay from In Between is like some of those real famous people that they would have made a killing.
They've made apparently over a million. What's his name? Jay.
Mm.
He's made over $1 million apparently.
Is that right?
Whatever one of the platforms.
Yeah, if you nail your price and you're affordable enough.
Well, and it's just something repetitive as well. Like he's obviously got a couple of lines that he can say to anyone. So
are you an In Between's fan, Will?
I've never really seen much of it, to be honest.
I've
been told many times to get in.
I reckon you'd like it a lot.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Good.
I'm not going on Swish.
What would your price be, you reckon?
I'd have to pay people. Maddie.
Hey, Ben and Harry. Maddie here from Melbourne. And my question is, if you could play a game as someone else on your team, who would it be and why? Go Blues.
Well, I love the enthusiasm for the questions these week.
If you could be a teammate.
That's a great question, actually.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I would love to be, say, one of our back three, like Weeders, Mitchell or Kempe at the moment.
Just know how hard it is,
just to see how easy it is to be as a defender for 1 week and get a free run at the ball. It would be really nice to experience.
Make the 7 AFL team of the week.
Yeah, like things like that. Well, that's right. I would really, really enjoy it. It'd be good fun. So that's always in the back of my mind.
I need to take the question seriously.
How is that not serious?
Taking the piss out of it.
I'd love to be a defender and to see what it's like.
Yeah, we'll say that, not taking the piss out of our craft.
How's that taking the piss out of your craft?
You are.
You get an unimpeded run at the ball.
Are you stupid? Unimpeded.
You haven't got someone or two people or three people hanging off you, do you? It's your job to be hanging off them, so you don't have to hang off anyone. You can just run and jump at the ball.
Who would I be?
It's all time. Do you want to be a mid?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, just get you 30.
Yeah.
Just respect for anyone.
Yeah.
It's all forwards.
I think you'd like to put yourself in like Zach's shoes just to experience what it's like to get 30 plus or something. Or Das. Yeah. One of those.
So you reckon you'd get 30?
Well,
if you were them.
Yeah. You'd put yourself in that position. I reckon it'd be pretty cool. Obviously, they are very good at what they do, but probably one of those two, yeah.
Fair enough.
Was there ever a time you played mid?
Yeah, like, we were midfielders until like 17 or 18.
And then you just shot up?
16, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
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 How many possessions do you reckon you got on your best day? 50.
50?
I stopped counting after 50.
we were both mids for ages.
Who was the better mid?
Well, Ben, you might have gone to halfback a fraction earlier, I reckon.
We're probably, 16? 15, 16? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was probably good that we developed those skills, like, as a mid and around the ground use sort of stuff. But yeah, it was probably cool to experience both. Yeah.
Mm.
That's where you learn his art of taking the 15-meter lateral kick.
Yeah,
safe option.
Bite
off the 15-meter.
No such thing.
Kick. So you actually did go for a good kick in the middle of the ground.
You did. I remember it.
Which one? Would have been a few, was it?
No, there's only one.
What? Why do I
always? You should do it more. Seriously.
Why do I always feel like I'm just copping it on this podcast?
Should
be the role on Harry podcast. The way I cop it.
I gave you so much praise for your game.
Not you, but like just.
You even said you were in the team of the week of Channel 7.
Yeah, Campbell Brown picked me.
Brownie had you in there, mate. Thanks, Campbell. You should be.
Even more the listeners. Listeners and you you piled on me. But anyway, it's all part of it.
What's his name called you? The great Messiah or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Messiah, Josh.
Josh. That's true, actually.
Yeah. All right, buckets.
Anyway, Scotty from Perth.
Scotty from Perth.
G'day, guys. Scotty Cummings here, forward bomber. Bloody goal kicker. Running on Coleman. Always interested in what's going on around my old clubs and new players to it. Question for you. An important one. Why'd you pick the number 32?
It's obviously coming.
Is that real?
Bugger him.
He's in the media over in Perth. He'll hear that.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's hilarious. Right back. Did you set that up or did he just send it in?
Oh, it's obviously set up.
Also, just on that.
Just on that. It's like after the first three or four times are funny, but like surely after the fifth, it's.
Did you ask Tim why also, he picked 32?
No, I think he just got given it.
Right.
I think it was just a number available at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's actually a genuine question because we've noticed you've taken down the post, the SA post.
I think I archived it, yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's doing my head in.
I took it down on Instagram.
Yeah, I did.
I can't believe Scott Cummings just sent that through. That's hilarious. 40 games for the Bombers in the 90s.
Did he?
Yeah.
What clubs do you
reckon? Do you reckon you archive it or just...
I don't know. It's there if I want it on a rainy day.
You should just own it. It's like, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I am owning it, but it keeps coming up, isn't it? So...
Well, it's funny.
You guys having a laugh? Yeah, that's good. Great.
Essendon, Port, Eagles, Collingwood, leading goal kicker at three clubs. Coleman, 99. Good career.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, we're done. Good ep.
Good work.
Great work.
A winning ep.
Good luck. Who do you play this week? Beano?
Sydney.
Swans, Saturday night.
They're some good touch.
They are in a good touch.
Very, very good touch. So, nice challenge for you.
Yep, agreed. Yep. Looking forward to it, though. Nice. Who you guys got?
We got the bye, so.
Be tough on.
I have to get it done.
Enjoy another 4 days off. What do you got?
Thanks, mate. Go Blues.
Go Dons.